it. Nail it. Yeah, put it right in there. That's it.
Sculptor Robert Bellows is in his yard, cheering on a newcomer who's learning how to pound out a metal feather on an anvil.
This is eighth inch steel that we're making a tail feather out of. And there will be, probably 1,000 or 1,500 of these feathers on there. It's going to be a lot of feathers.
The feathers will be welded onto a metal phoenix that's rising almost 20 feet up here next to the anvil. The phoenix is facing an equally large metal dragon standing a few feet away with wings spread wide. This is the Warrior Storyfield Project. Veteran Bob Lacey describes the scene.
What we have is really three sculptures. One is a dragon, which is the war narrative, the war experience, and a phoenix bird, which is the transformation. And then the space in between is really the most important part.
Lacey was a combat medic with the 4th Infantry in the Vietnam War. To him, that space between the dragon and the phoenix represents a difficult decision veterans have to make when they return home.
There's a choice to be made there, and the choice is, do I continue to let the war narrative control my life, or do I take the risk to move towards the transformation and the unknown?
Lacey says it took him over 40 years to come to terms with that choice.
I think one of the things that is most difficult for people to understand, even the veteran and the families, is that war changes us. And when we come home, the person who went to war is not the person who comes home. That person is gone. And understanding that fundamental change is the most difficult part for the veteran and the society.
Artist Robert Bellows is about the same age as Bob Lacey, but he did not serve in Vietnam. The draft system at the time was a lottery, and those with low numbers were drafted first. Bellows got a high number.
And at that time, I kind of just shut myself off from anything to do with war. It was kind of like, I don't have to do that. And like so many civilians, I no longer paid attention to those who went to fight. And there's a certain embarrassment in that.
30 years later, a couple of Vietnam vets came to Bellows' metal shop and asked him if they could help him with a sculpture he was working on at the time. That collaboration eventually led to this project. They've been at it almost a decade, working outside Bellows' home in rural Boulder County. He estimates that 50 or 60 people, veterans and non-veterans, have contributed serious volunteer time to the project. There's a core group of 8 or 9, including Bob Lacey, and Andy Morris, another Vietnam vet and a retired military officer.
So I still don't think I'm an artist, but I have fun poking fun at Robert and saying, is this feather exactly the way you want it to be bent?
Morris and his son built an 8-foot forge on the property to help craft some of the largest metal feathers.
It's a place I can work with my hands, which I find very soothing, if that's the word for it. I just think it's wonderful. I wish we could find a place to put it when it's all done. God knows when that'll be.
Sculptor Robert Bellows estimates it'll take another 3 to 5 years to finish the sculptures. Then they hope to place them in a large park somewhere so that it can become a peaceful community gathering place and a place that can help veterans heal. Bob Lacey.
Even for the newer vets, telling their story and focusing on the impact of war is not what we want to do when we come home. We want to get married and go to school and get a job and don't want to deal with what we experienced. There is a cost to killing and destroying. And make no mistake, that is what we're sent to do in your name, America. We are sent to do that. And there's a cost. And it doesn't matter whether I'm the one that pulls a trigger or I'm a support troop. You're one of two, but either way, you're involved with the killing and the destroying. And there's a cost to the soul in doing that. Or you can call it the psyche if you wish. But when we come home, the last thing we want to do is to focus our attention on that. We want to forget. And more than that is we don't trust the society that we come back to anymore because they're the one who sent us. I mentioned earlier that it took me 40 years before I ever told my story or heard another veteran's story of going to war or coming home. And my hope is that the story field will save other veterans 20 or 30 years of struggle and pain in trying to heal from their experience of war. And if that happens, I will feel like we have, and I have done a great service to other servicemen.
For KGNU, I'm Sam Fuqua.